Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Lieutenant Roger McCourt from the Salvation Army in Eureka with today's community comment. Somewhere around her 18th birthday, Rosina Polly, whose family had recently immigrated from Switzerland, filed a land patent on two parcels of timberland in Humboldt County. She had hoped to make her fortune as a lumber baron, but trees were plentiful then, and over time, there was another call in her life. She'd been born and raised in the Lutheran Church, but a new group in Eureka had caught her attention with their daily service to the community and their welcoming style of worship. It was the 1880s, and the Salvation Army had just opened up a permanent presence inside the Redwood Empire. Rosina said that she wanted an every-day-in-the-week religion and that she had found such in the Salvation Army. In 1889, she left her home and timber dreams behind, dedicating her life to providing daily service to those in need as an officer in the Army. She was instrumental in bringing aid to thousands of men and women all along the California coast. Another early Salvationist in this area was Captain Jonas Matheson, who sadly drowned in an accident on Mad River in April of 1896. During his time on the North Coast, though, he had participated in a revival and an all-night prayer vigil, which was coming to a close at 5 a.m. just as a fire alarm sounded through the town. Led by a fireman who'd been present at the meeting, the uniformed Salvationists rushed to Company No. 2's firehouse and had the hose cart pulled out and deployed before any of the regular fire crew had time to turn out. A woodshed had blazed up in those early hours, and the Sallies arrived just as the main house began to burn. They quickly and calmly got it under control and then extinguished. One passerby who'd stopped to watch took note of who was fighting the fire and shouted out, "Number 2's got a new uniform!" In those days where a small fire could quickly turn even large cities like Chicago or Seattle into ash and disaster scenes, the quick response of the group of volunteers was greatly appreciated. Why bring up these old stories from a century ago now? Well, because this is National Salvation Army Week, May 15th through the 21st, and I wanted to pay tribute to those hardy souls who came to serve the people of Northern California and establish some of the services that we are privileged to still carry on here today. Daily, we provide food to the hungry and help clothe those in need. Our caseworker helps with energy assistance and referrals to get people the aid they require. We offer youth programs and summer camp opportunities, and we stand ready to roll in support of the first responders and survivors at the scenes of disasters. And yes, we do continue to hold church services, including Sunday worship services and Wednesday prayer meetings and Bible studies. Like Rosina Polly, we want to be an every-day-in-the-week religion who presents our faith to our community by serving the needs of those around us daily and without discrimination. If you have a story about the Salvation Army, I'd love to hear it. Shoot me an email or give me a call or stop me on the street and add your experience to my collection of history. And while I can't guarantee that you're going to enjoy every moment of its 168 hours, I do wish you the best during National Salvation Army Week. Grace and peace to you. This has been Lieutenant Roger McCourt with today's KINS Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.